Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let the adventure begin.
Sandspants Radio. Science is lying to you. Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, is John Hammond a bad boss? Alright, we all know there's a new Jurassic Park coming up.
Yeah. Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Yep.
Or Jurassic Park 4, if you want to be a pleb.
Which I do.
Fucking idiot.
Which I do. Like, you got your Star Wars 7, you got your Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah.
You got Jurassic Park 4, A New Hope. You want to see a T-Rex?
You got your Star Trek 13 coming out.
Welcome to Trek, whatever it's called.
Wolf Creek.
Trek into Darkness.
Yeah. Gone for a good trek up a mountain. Star Trek 18.
The long trek home. Yeah. It's really got me thinking about John Hammond again. Mm. Like, really racking the old doucher brain.
Yeah.
I think
that I could run Jurassic Park better than him?
No, wait, I think he's onto something here. Go.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, Isla Desorna.
Uh-huh.
Dumb. I think as we established in the first episode, too far away.
Too far away. Yeah. Too expensive.
Nobody's got the time or the funds.
Gotta charter a plane or a boat or a helicopter or a boat copter helicopter copter.
Yeah.
And out of all of those, I can't even get the fucking seatbelts right.
Exactly.
So I'm a little concerned to be on their plane.
Smack dab in the middle of Los Angeles.
Where the Truman Show was?
Yeah, actually, no. No, fuck Los Angeles. Central Park.
Oh.
I will turn Central Park into Central Dinosaur Park.
Central Jurassic Park.
That's a better... No. No, when I run it, I'll call it Dinosaur Park, because let's not restrict ourselves to one era of dinosaurs. Yeah. Welcome to Central Dinosaur Park. Nobody's taking helicopters to get there.
Well, depends where you live.
Well, yeah, but...
Okay, you go to New York. Whatever.
Yeah, and then plus go get a fucking hot dog. Come see a T-Rex.
All right, we're based in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
Have either of you guys been to Central Park?
Yes.
Good. I also have. I think this is a bad idea.
No, it's great. Huge fans. Around the whole thing.
They've ruined Central Park for everyone in Manhattan.
That's all right. Do I get the same funding as John Hammond?
So, infinity?
Infinity money?
Yeah.
You know what? If you're taking over from him, sure.
Sick. So I get InGen.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, then I might not clone mostly, like, a couple dinosaurs, sure. Like a fucking Triceratops. Let's just go herbivores.
Uh-huh.
But, like, mammoths and shit, too.
Also,
saber-toothed tigers and fucking shit.
Again, that's not a herbivore, but all right.
Well, we'll just keep one that's not. Who doesn't want to see saber-toothed tigers? They've got tigers at the real zoo.
The weather in New York is varied.
And Jackson, why don't you go to Queensland?
Okay.
You got Dream World. You got Movie Land.
Movie World.
Yeah.
You got Wet and Wild. You've got that other one I forget about. Is there
a third
one?
SeaWorld.
Buy out SeaWorld. Jurassic World.
I could just buy out all of them and then just erect a park on all three.
The weather is way less varied.
But I'm doing mostly mammoths.
You probably want somewhere colder then.
So I think I've fucked up. Mm-hmm. So let's toss up New York. Either I sacrifice all the dinosaurs and just get mammals, or I sacrifice all the mammals and just get dinosaurs.
Well, it depends.
Well, are you calling it Dinosaur Park? If you're calling it Dinosaur Park,
I'm calling
and
it Dinosaur
just
Park.
Have fucking woolly mammoths, I'm gonna be mad at you.
I think you've already straight off the bat done a worse job.
First, you've just lied to all your potential customers.
You've made it just as expensive for us to travel there.
Okay,
maybe
well,
more expensive.
Look, how don't you do like
America's
a franchise?
America's really low, like really.
If
far
you shave
away
a mammoth,
yeah,
will it cool down?
No.
Like, can I say, can I erect it in Queensland and just keep my mammoth shaved?
I think you
elephants.
Could.
No, but it'll be pink and gross.
It will get sunburnt.
Okay, let's assume, for sake of argument, that I have climate-controlled enclosures.
Like a butterfly enclosure, but for a woolly mammoth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what they do in Queensland for the polar bears and shit.
Like, it's nice and cold in here.
Do you still want that in Queensland, or are we still back? Are we back in New York?
I would say Queensland, because then rather than just demolishing pre-existing successful parks, why don't you just add that as your package deal? You go get your fucking sea rides and and then you go to Jurassic.
Because, I guess
dinosaur
I could, but
park.
I feel like Wet n' Wild, Water World, SeaWorld and all that are going out of business the moment I'm like, I have actual dinosaurs.
It's run by you, so I don't think they are.
I disagree.
They're going to be like, this park looks poorly maintained. Okay, for my test run, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not getting archaeologists in. I'm getting kids. Lots of kids, because kids know what makes a good park.
Okay, Jackson, I'm just going to quickly remind you of Jurassic Park, the film.
Uh-huh.
And part of the reason why John Hammond, we highlight him as incompetent,
mm-hmm.
because he invites his grandkids to a park that's untested and full of dinosaurs. You want to remove the adults from that situation and just make it kids. Children.
Are mercenaries legal? Like, I want to hire some protection for the kids
hunters?
Going in.
What like what happens in Jurassic Park?
No, but just no archaeologists. They don't know what makes a good theme park.
Clever girl.
Yeah, but like more than just one guy.
Okay.
So like a team?
All right.
So like a SWAT team.
Yeah, like a SWAT team. I didn't think of legality. Would Queensland allow this?
Let's just say that they've given you...
like carte blanche, do whatever I like.
Yeah.
Look, I'm like, hey,
not whatever. You have to comply to Australian rules.
I'm not breeding fucking velociraptors. I'm not no T-Rexes. Just woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, fucking...
Okay.
Pterodactyls.
Okay, first off, woolly mammoths probably could crush a kid. Saber-toothed tigers probably could eat a kid. Pterodactyl probably could pick up a kid and drop him from a very large height.
Also, I'm going to say saber-toothed tiger. Like, this is a big call. They're fast.
Yeah.
They could be more dangerous than most of the dinosaurs that were dangerous.
But they're not as clever as a velociraptor.
I would
kids
say
get...
if they're a cat, they're
clever
gonna be,
girl.
They're going to be equally as clever, if not more clever
no
than a
raptor. No opposable claws. You know when those kids get trapped in the kitchen in one?
Have you owned a cat?
No.
They're crafty.
They're sneaky
motherfuckers. And they can get in all kinds of crooks and
But imagine
crannies.
This. You come into Dinosaur Park.
Crooks and grannies?
Crooks and crannies.
Okay.
Crooks and Grannies?
Yeah, Crooks and Grannies.
My side podcast where we talk about grandmas doing crime.
It's a sister podcast to Nan I Fucked Up.
It's like the opposite of a Nan Fucked Up. No, but imagine this. You come into Dinosaur Park, right? And you walk in surrounded by children because I'm still beta testing. Say I've got you guys in to help me beta test the Dinosaur Park.
It's okay, so you've gone through alpha testing.
I've gone through alpha testing.
How many children died?
And no one has died in alpha testing?
Let's say, what do you think? How many kids would die?
Depends how ear keen you were to test.
Pretty keen.
Okay, let's say, all right.
Maybe like two survivors. out of
but you can be like two kids.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give you an opportunity to, all right. How is your enclosures? What is your,
saber-toothed
tiger?
Woolly mammoth enclosure.
Okay, the woolly mammoth enclosure, right? So, okay.
Also, I'll just back this up just a second.
Yeah.
We've given you a class of kids, so 28 children.
28 children.
We'll say grade fours.
Okay.
So.
Hey, they'll know what 10? Makes a fun theme park.
They're 10?
Yeah.
You've got 28 10-year-olds and no adults because for some reason you...
No,
but lots of soldiers.
He's gone to like third world countries, made a deal with some kind of mercenary, like some sort of warlord despot.
Yeah.
And like, hey. Come, man. this park of mine. I look after some kids.
Yeah, so they're like on either side marching as the kids explore. The woolly mammoth enclosure is like a huge dome and it's climate controlled. It's icy and cold inside for the woolly mammoth.
Uh-huh.
And you go on like a walkway around the top.
Okay.
And you look down on the mammoth as he does his mammoth business.
Okay.
So that's what the woolly mammoth enclosure is.
Okay, that's
like.
Good. I was waiting for you to be, and then you ride it. I wouldn't put that past you.
I'm thinking, because one of our issues with Jurassic Park is that once you see the dinosaurs, there's not much else to do.
Yes.
So I might have like a meet and greet with the woolly mammoth.
Okay.
But I'm going to get like an elephant handler from a real zoo to come in and sort of sort that shit out.
Okay.
So he can help out the kids and be like, oh, hey, it's just a woolly mammoth, pat his trunk. And he's like, you know.
If you're a university lecturer.
Uh-huh.
And then you were told to go teach grade one children.
Yes.
Do you think you'll be able to manage?
I think you'll be able to, like, you know, I'm not just chucking
actually,
him in
no,
there.
Actually, no. Do it the other way around. You're a grade one teacher. You then get told to go lecture for a university class on engineering.
Well, look, but he gets to raise the mammoth from when it was a baby.
Yeah, look, if he's getting an elephant handler.
Yeah, that guy's like, hey, it's just like a bigger elephant.
Elephant whisperer.
Yeah, get a couple elephant whisperers.
Mm.
To come in.
Okay.
I feel that they could maybe control the woolly mammoth a bit.
Plus, I've got mercenaries with like AKs or whatever.
Actual elephant guns.
Actual elephant guns if shit goes awry.
Yeah. Okay, so the enclosure, what's the fencing like?
It's like a big concrete dome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You have to go up a walkway. There's just one door, like a big sort of like metal
door. So basically, just what we've already got with elephants.
Can the kids fall off?
They could if they climbed over the railing.
But that's a problem in any zoo, so I'm
going to... No, because most zoos have problems.
If they sue me, I'm like, hey, I made him sign a waiver. You die in my zoo, that's your own bloody fault.
Mm.
That's my catchphrase.
If you die in my zoo,
like,
it's your own
bloody
fault.
The ad that's on at like 3 in the morning for Dinosaur Park is just me with some shitty graphics like, come to Dinosaur Park, if you die, it's your own bloody fault.
Like, I'm trying to help you, but you just keep ruining yourself.
Because like with polar bears and stuff like that, like the enclosures, it's like windowed. So like there's no way you can fall in. But you just went for railing. And
no, again.
Unsupervised 10-year-old kids do dumb
supervised
shit.
Supervised by mercenaries.
Hey, look.
Kids get scared by guns, Jackson.
Look, in elephant parks, like you go whatever, elephants at the zoo. Look, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you're going to do that. That's fine, because again, woolly mammoths, I'm pretty sure, aren't as temperamental as, say, a T-Rex.
A woolly mammoth isn't going to escape and destroy New York.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
So, okay, look, your woolly mammoth enclosure, I think...
It's fine.
It's fine if you stop meddling with it.
Leave it as it is.
If we move on.
All right.
Like, don't talk to me about the meet and greet yet.
Saber-tooth tiger.
Sabertooth tiger is just going to be like a huge fucking... Maybe I'll have to make the whole like climate controlled area quite big.
You've got woolly mammoths in the same enclosure as your fucking...
So the kids can see nature happen.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jackson.
But it'll be like a thing. How quickly can I clone them? What kind of are we giving me here? How long?
I'm more concerned that children are going to see a saber-tooth maul a woolly mammoth to death.
Yeah. We don't keep lions and tigers in the same enclosure as elephants.
Okay, there'll be a wall. Oh my god, but a glass wall so that the saber-tooths are like, I'm going to get that fucking mammoth one day. Hey, in Jurassic Park, he feeds that one a goat and the kids see that.
Yeah, but it's his grandson and like...
That was testing. Oh no, is this still his testing phase?
This is testing.
Okay, you can put them together if you want.
No, we'll put a wall. Whatever. If I'm getting you guys mammoth in here with the kids and you're like, Jackson, that's fucked up. I'll be like, build us a wall, come on.
Now, Andy, actually... How are you going to get the saber-toothed tiger out when you want to build that wall? How are you going to... You're going to put a man in there?
Mm. So I'm going to... Again, I would say, why don't you just model this after actual zoos and you have just the saber-toothed tiger enclosure?
Okay, but it's like part of like, welcome to Icy World. Uh-huh. Here's the mammoths, here's the saber-tooths. Okay. And the saber-tooths will be like, you know, when you go to the aquarium and you're in like a glass tunnel?
Uh-huh.
Like that? And they're just like on the side prowling?
Okay. With a glass tunnel in aquariums, they're safe because fish can't break glass.
It's thick glass.
You gestured for thick glass, thicker than I think humans would be able to see through glass.
No, if it's like
aquarium thick, that's like that thick. That's thick as hell.
You've gone like shoulder length for listeners,
by the way. Yeah, shoulder length glass.
Yeah, it's aquarium glass.
Shoulder width, not length.
If you're using like aquarium glass.
Yeah. So right, they can look safe. In and they can see, and you're like, oh, sick, saber-tooth tigers.
Again, we have this stuff with like actual tigers and lions. That's fine.
All right, I'll let it
So you make your way through the saber-tooth enclosure. You're like, oh my God, we might do a feeding.
Okay.
Like chuck a gazelle in there or whatever.
Cool.
Then you get out, uh-huh. and then the next...
Oh, wait. Hmm? The gazelle's dead before you put it in there, right? You no, because that's
a glint in his eye.
I want to say no.
The correct answer is yes. It's already food. I'm not subjecting children.
What if
to
the saber-toothed tiger went go for a dead one? They're predators, not scavengers. Sorry, kids. So it's alive. Drop it in. They see that. We move on. Okay.
Parents.
How else am I going to get them to eat it?
Don't feed it when the zoo's open.
No. But some people like to see a feeding.
That's true. Look, you maybe have a feeding as like a, again, sign a waiver and see the feeding.
Maybe it'll be like 18 plus, adults only.
Maybe you can go 15 plus.
15 plus, like, see a saber-toothed tiger eat a gazelle.
Like, I feel like, yeah, if I'm 15 and I see an animal kill another animal, I'm probably going to be okay and not, like, it's not going to ruin me.
It's going to be expensive for me to import gazelles. But...
It's also going to be expensive for all these fucking waivers and all the lawyers you're going to have.
Just get some cows in there.
Yeah, all right, chuck fucking cows in. Chuck in some Brahmin. Yeah. All right, but the next
one... What about rabbits, because you're in Queensland?
Yeah, but I think a saber-toothed tiger is going to just pierce a rabbit with its tooth and be like,
Lots of rabbits!
Yeah, all right. Lots of rats.
Yes.
The next enclosure.
Lots of flavors also.
The next enclosure along is, you know, we had those little horse rabbits back in the day. It's like the pre-evolution of a horse is like a tiny little horse. It's like one of like a field of them, but they're harmless, so you can just like play with them. It's like a petting zoo.
A petting zoo of tiny horses. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm on board. But Jackson, how many fingers am I holding up?
None.
Yeah, that's the amount of dinosaurs you've got in Dinosaur World at the moment.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was going to be my biggest gripe about Dinosaur Park. Lovely experience. I got to pet a tiny horse. Unfortunately, because there's no adult supervising a bunch of 10-year-olds, a few of them punched the tiny horses, so you've now killed a couple of them.
That's right. I wanted to know how long does it take me to clone something?
Like it's just like it does in InGen.
So, like, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, give me, like a month.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's all right. I'll just pop out some more. They're tiny. It won't take that long. Well, look, again, I don't want any velociraptors, so let's chuck in, like, fucking brontosauruses. Plesiosaurs! I'll have, like, an aquatic enclosure full of plesiosaurs.
How many plesiosaurs?
Like, 10!
How big...
Which brings both Joel and I to our next collective question. How fucking big is this enclosure? Plesiosaurs are huge!
Like the size of a good lake.
Bigger. It's going to have to be bigger.
And you go on a boat.
Oh, no.
Like a boat through the plesiosaurs, and you can just look down and see them.
No. Okay, Jackson, here's where the casualties start,
okay.
Right?
You know the poster of Jaws?
Yes.
It has got the shark coming up, and you've got the person on the boat coming.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you imagine that, but the boat is very tiny. And instead of a shark, it's a plesiosaur.
It's probably several plesiosaurs. All right, so
all converging on that one very tiny boat.
Full of children.
Full of children.
28 children.
28 children and mercenaries. And you two.
And the mercenaries are aiming guns into the water. So you know what's about to happen.
How big is a plesiosaur?
It's huge. It's the size of a brontosaurus, but in the sea. So, okay.
So bigger than a whale?
Yes.
Jackson.
We're dead. We are so dead.
Jackson.
We are dead in the water.
Jackson. Imagine, like, even if they don't attack us, are you familiar with the poster for The Perfect Storm, the George Clooney film?
Yes.
How there's, like, a huge wave and the boat's, like, sideways. That's also what's just going to happen when a plesiosaur just, like, I'm going to chuff my head out of the ocean or out of the lake.
Well, we keep them...
Wait, hang on. If there's 10 of them, they're going to be kind of cramped as well.
Yeah, they can't move. You move between them.
That's animal cruelty, Jackson.
They're dead. They are dead.
Everyone's dead. Your dinosaurs are dead. Your children are dead. Your mercenaries are dead.
We're
your
dead.
Best friends, it's Joel's, are dead.
What if we make the boat super fast? Like, it can outrun the plesiosaurs.
Jackson,
so many waves crashing. There's 10 of them.
Who's driving the boat, Jackson?
We get a special guy.
What are his specialties?
A boat pilot. Whatever you call them.
A boat
captain.
Pilot. But, like, I just... Because, like, you could get your boat license and just be a captain.
All right, I'll do it then.
You're also dead.
That wasn't what he was suggesting. He was saying that anyone could be a captain.
I'll pilot the boat. But here's how it works.
No, I was saying this doesn't work because literally anyone could be a captain.
That's what I was...
You need someone quite specialized. You've just said that. No, yeah, you're right. Anyone can be a captain. I'll be a captain.
I'll do it. So here's how it works, though, right? Message. The boat is like fast as hell, right? Like fastest boat I can get.
Okay, kids have fallen off the boat.
No, they strap themselves in. It's a ride now. And what happens is that the boat zooms along and the plesiosaurs, there's meat attached to the bottom of the boat.
Now you're antagonizing
no,
them.
No, but hear me out. And the plesiosaurs...
No, I'm not antagonizing them. I'm just making them chase me.
The plesiosaurs chase the boat, but we make sure the boat's faster. And then when we reach halfway through, a giant wall of glass goes up. The plesiosaurs are like, smack. The kids are like, oh my God, that was so scary but exciting. Okay. And then we land at the other side and
okay.
chuff.
You've just broken the plesiosaur's jaw. or the plesiosaur with enough force and weight has cracked that glass. So after maybe the fourth time, it's just shattering.
Okay, so we've...
malfunctions. What happens to the boat? Just suddenly the engine just kicks out.
What if the wall doesn't come up, Jackson? What if the plesiosaurs are faster than you're expecting, Jackson?
Okay.
What if there's a plesiosaur at the other end waiting for you, Jackson? Plesiosaurs aren't going to be like, oh, let's wait for them. No, they roam.
We get a helicopter with a cable attached to the top of the boat, and they go at the same speed, and if anything goes awry, the helicopter rises up.
Plesiosaurs are very big, Jackson.
That's a fast helicopter.
I feel the yank of that's going to hurt you, kids.
So let's say everything going according-ish to plan. How many casualties so far?
Okay, if everything goes to plan, 28 kids are dead, 10 mercenaries, two Joels and a Jackson, and plesiosaurs.
I think so far maybe 5 kids... 2 or 3 horse rabbits, and maybe all my plesiosaurs. 5 kids from the jerk up and the fastness of the boat, all the plesiosaurs from smacking the glass, and some kids killed the horse rabbits.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so far, we haven't really seen a dinosaur. We've just been chased by one that was underwater and also therefore more terrifying.
And 5 of my friends who were strapped next to me have died in front of me.
But hey, I killed a tiny horse rabbit, so I'm happy.
Pterodactyls is next. And pterodactyls is going to be like, you know the aviaries at the zoo?
Yeah.
Just like
so one you can walk in?
Yeah. But because there's a kind of tiny pterodactyl that's probably not dangerous.
How tiny?
It's like about the size of like a sparrow. Eh? So like...
Just okay,
like,
I've got nothing wrong with that.
Just like 50 of them. Maybe
I have problems again.
50 of them, nobody's got meat on them unless they were touching the meat from the plesiosaur ride.
Or if they have the scent of meat on them from plesiosaur ride. Or if the fact that we're humans and we're covered in flesh. What if it gets bleeding?
That's what the mercenaries are for.
What if...
Just picking them off. Yeah.
Again, they're little. I can pop more out. And we'll put in 1 terror bird. So that giant bird from, like, prehistory that ate meat that was the top of the food chain for a while. But muzzle him.
But I think it's better.
What about claws,
from
Jackson?
From terror birds, don't they have the giant, like, again, a raptor claw, like a knife?
Do you want a casualty update, Jackson?
Yes, please.
28 kids.
Say we're running through this one, though.
28 kids.
No, we're running through. We're 1 terror bird. I reckon that 1 terror bird's going to maybe take down a mercenary.
Yep.
And 3 kids.
Oh, 3 kids?
Because we're running.
Yeah, but is it like a hallway or is it like...
No, it's like a huge aviary, but you've got a wooden path to walk along.
5 kids. No, 6.
All right, well, we're down to 11.
Wait,
No, we're down to 11 dead kids.
Oh. Hey, I'm still up by 1. Right?
Well, okay, let's compare. We'll do a quick update.
Quick body count.
So, yeah, we've lost 5 from the jerk up from the helicopter.
Yep.
All the plesiosaurs are dead. On your first run through of the park.
Yeah. Say 10 horse rabbits.
10 horse rabbits.
Yep.
How many mercenaries? Oh, we lost 1 mercenary?
We've lost 1 mercenary because he was taken out of Terror Bird.
Yeah.
So the Terror Bird has taken down at least 6 kids.
Yeah.
So that's 11 dead kids. And, so that leaves 17.
So their sacrifice enabled us to run.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've lost a Terror Bird.
Hey, that's all right. It's all good. And some of the little pterodactyls, because they probably had to take them out so that it didn't attack the
kids. Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine they'd sort of just like swarm the kids and like claw their faces and stuff. Mm. So I'm going to say that, yeah, sure, maybe only 11 are dead, but some are definitely bleeding.
Okay.
Yep.
The so next one is...
What's next?
It's a bit better. It's a bit like it's not
so we're
too
all
bad.
Traumatized. We're all just huddled. You're like, the show must go on, everybody.
Everybody.
What are you doing with the bodies?
waiting until everyone leaves the enclosure, and then I'll be like, I'll catch up, and I'll just feed them to the dinosaurs.
I figured that was happening.
Yeah. Anyway.
So the next one's like, you know the giant insects from prehistoric times?
Yes.
So like, giant mosquitoes, giant dragonflies, big old spiders. Like, that is the next one.
Okay.
And the way that works, it's quite a tight little enclosure. You go in like a cage, like a shark cage, and you get lowered down.
I thought, again, you're going to follow the actual what the zoo does and have these just like these tanks full of insects. You are there and you're like, oh, there it is. Completely safe and harmless.
But no.
No.
Okay, so with a shark tank, the way a shark cage works, it's because of the way sharks attack.
Okay.
And also a shark is quite big and can't get through the...
Well, I mean, the insects are about the size of, like, a, you yep. know...
and how do...
Like a sub. And like a Subway sub.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's okay. So it's still... We still go for the cage thing.
Yeah.
So the insect... we'll just say, for argument's sake, the insect can't actually get inside
yeah,
the cage.
Yeah, yeah.
How do mosquitoes bite people, Jackson?
Oh, fuck.
So let's just imagine this. A giant mosquito has just grabbed the side of your cage and his little stinger... He's just jamming through the holes, piercing kid after
kid. I was imagining
kid.
It like one person at a time as well.
Okay,
so if it's got a bit of room to maneuver.
Yeah.
If it's one at a time, dead. How many times are you stopping it before? Like, how many dead kids are coming back up? Before?
I feel like you guys will stop me after the first dead kid, right?
All
right,
yeah.
I'll be like, oh, chuck him down to the spiders. Who's next in? And you guys will be like, no, no.
Okay,
not
so...
on.
One dead kid for that.
One dead kid and the loss of two good friends as friends.
At this point, you're like, Jackson, come on. How long before the police get involved?
Probably.
I assume either straight away or you shut down cellular.
I've been trying
reception.
To call the cops this whole time and there's just no reception.
And then we stop for lunch.
What is lunch, Jackson?
Oh, okay, so we're down to 16 out of 28 kids, but pre-lunch.
Yeah.
What is lunch, Jackson?
Lunch is just like dino burgers. So like any of the dinosaurs they killed, we turn into burgers.
So basically we're having plesiosaur and chips.
Yeah, plesiosaur and chips for everyone. They can get a photo with some of like the less dangerous dinosaurs, like ancient monkeys. Like the ancient like monkeys that came before
they
us.
They are going to rip someone's face off.
Meet your ancestor today at Dinosaur Park. We've chained them up. They're chained up.
Okay.
You get a photo with them. Dusha looks like maybe he's really not my friend anymore.
Well, okay. I think I'm just going to... Lunch might be a good time to stop and talk about this.
Okay. So, hey, guys.
Okay.
It's been a bit rough, but what do you think on the whole?
Well, okay. You want it to be a better than John Hammond.
Yeah, because I thought John Hammond wasn't, you know...
Yeah, he wasn't great. All right.
He was making some odd choices.
So... How many dead kids are on his hands?
None.
Mm.
That we know of.
Yeah, no, that we know of. That we know of.
Could
that's
be
all right.
More.
How many dead kids are on your hands?
Is it 11 at the moment?
No,
12?
It's 12 at the moment, Jackson.
Because of the mosquito.
Because we stopped you.
Mosquitoes.
We stopped you. It was going to be more.
12 dead kids and one dead mercenary. Mm.
The mercenaries are holding up, though. Like, that's value.
Well, it depends if you put them... It's the only reason they're holding up is just because you didn't put them in that cage. You wanted to put them in, and then were murdered by the mosquitoes.
I forgot how mosquitoes work, guys.
Yeah.
So, if you, what, like, some pointers. What do you reckon?
Shut down the park, hand yourself into the local authorities.
No, some pointers. Like, how can I improve this?
Kill yourself.
Have you been to an actual zoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go back to one. Take lots of photos,
lots of notes. Maybe model what you're doing, adapt it to what they have done. See what they have done and adapt what you're doing to sort of match that. See how they have, say, elephants.
The mammoth enclosure was good, though.
That's true. Only after we pointed out maybe you shouldn't put the saber-toothed tiger with it. So you see, you go to there, see how the elephant park is run. You're like, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that with mammoths. See how they're like, Tiger Island is done. I'm going to do that with saber-toothed tigers.
No, I just
see how they look after whales in the aquarium.
Maybe do that with plesiosaurs. Maybe not that boat ride. I think the boat ride was a poor choice.
Five kids died all at once. I'd just like to point out to our listeners that Jackson is taking this like someone who knows he should understand what we're telling him before, but doesn't quite grasp it. Just like, you're mad at me, and I can tell it, and I respect that, but I'm not sure what I've done.
I know I'm in trouble, but for what? I don't know.
And again, a terror bird. Like, what you've done is basically...
I just thought if I just had one terror bird...
What you've done is
six
you've
dead
got...
children, Jackson.
Initially, on the initial, like, plan, there was, like, that was only terror birds.
Okay. Woof. So what you've got is you've got, like, a butterfly enclosure.
Okay.
Where we go in and we, like, pat the butterflies. Okay.
Mm.
All right. So imagine a butterfly enclosure at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
There's also just a guy with a gun shooting us in the corner.
But he's got a muzzle.
But his gun doesn't.
Maybe
just the little pterodactyls and the terror bird, again, maybe what we do with emus and cassowaries and that kind of stuff because, again, very dangerous.
Okay.
You know, if I have to go and, like, maybe if I'm working for a zoo or wildlife sanctuary and I have to go feed a cassowary, which I'm assuming isn't nearly as dangerous as a terror bird.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know.
But I'm assuming a cassowary, probably not as dangerous because, again, terror bird, top of the food chain.
Mm.
Cassowary, not.
Yeah.
We have to feed cassowaries, like, almost in riot gear. Because they're fast vicious.
I mean, we just throw the meat in and kind of run. We just open the gate and like,
But you've now put this terror bird with in the same enclosure.
I also, guys, like, huddle in because I don't want the kids to hear. And I gave them the taste of human flesh.
Jackson,
they've now had the taste of human flesh. I don't know if they want that more or less.
Jackson, your park's being shut down. I'm calling the cops.
Have you put us in to murder us?
Not intentionally.
Because I feel... We're not leaving this park alive.
Hey, maybe.
All right.
You signed the waiver at the start.
I didn't. Mine's still here.
What's next, Jackson?
Triceratopses?
No, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Look, lunch has been great.
I'm pretty sure the mercenaries are going to shoot us on site.
Lunch has been great.
Honestly, I think Jackson's going to have no witnesses for this.
No witnesses. Dinosaur Park opens tomorrow.
The Triceratops are probably going to impale...
The rest of the park is a roller coaster, by the way.
I feel like knowing you, it's a roller coaster that just doesn't have brakes and no restraints.
No, it's just it does, but it just goes through all of the next few enclosures.
What are the next few enclosures, Jackson?
Triceratopses?
We're getting rammed.
Well, I mean, you might.
No, we are getting rammed.
Yeah. Next.
I mean, if you think
all the roller coasters getting rammed and the entire roller coasters.
A fast-moving thing, it's probably going to get spooked. We're getting rammed.
That's part of the fun.
It's ramming the track.
Yeah.
The cart's derailing and killing
us
all.
Let's just say we lost the back cart. What's next, Jackson?
So that's another dead six
Ankylosaurus?
Kids.
What's that?
No, he's the guy who's covered in like bony plates and shit, and he's got that tail that just racks shit.
Okay, that's also going to take out... The
other cart. So it's another dead six kids. We'll say that was a cart of mercenaries.
Yeah, of mercenaries done.
So we've got 11 kids left for three mercenaries, your two best friends.
I did clone a couple of velociraptors.
Yep, okay.
I know I said I wouldn't.
Honestly, I don't think they'll be able to damage the roller coaster, so that might...
They might jump on and secretly, sneakily kill a couple of mercenaries or kids. And we're like, hey, no one's died in it. We'll look back and there's a couple of velociraptors enjoying the ride, ready to pounce.
And then that would be just us three left.
Yes. Yep.
No, we'd roll into the stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, that's it. That was Jackson Bailey's Dinosaur Park.
Yep.
And will you give me a glowing review on Yelp?
Then we would be mauled by raptors.
I think I'm just killing myself.
I'll just be embracing that raptor with open arms.
At first I was like, I'm just going to call the cop. No, I've seen too many things. I can't live anymore, Jackson.
Like, hey, you know what would be a good way to go? Try to hug a raptor. No one's died trying to hug a raptor. May as well be the first.
No, I wouldn't even do it. I think I'd just drown myself. Just
go back
myself.
To the plesiosaur enclosure and leap in.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because there's no plesiosaurs to like eat you anymore.
I'm just drowning myself.
Yeah.
Life will find a way.
0 out of 10.
No, Jackson. Death found a way.
Death has... I've accepted death with open arms at this point. Death will find a way.
And it did.
John Hammond seems like a pure genius now.
I think you might be also dead in this.
I leave before anything gets askew. And maybe burn it down for the insurance.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson Bailey of Dinosaur Park.
I'm dead. I'm just a corpse now.
I'm sorry, guys.
Tell my next of kin that I love them and I am so sorry that I thought this was a good idea.
You've got a lot of apologetic letters to write to some parents.
And a lot of waivers.
Former parents.
I think I'm just going to jail. Like, I think it's just prison.
Not with those waivers.
Ha-ha! Scot-free!
Sandspans Radio, bringing home the bacon.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask you important questions like, is John Hammond...
There's another island!
What?
Dinosaur Park! There is another island!
Oh no...
So... I've called you into my bedroom. So
we've survived Jurassic.
You've survived Dinosaur Park. Park. You know, you've
a lot of dead kids.
A lot of dead kids and mercenaries. A lot of therapy. And I've somehow snuck my way from all the legal trouble. But I've called you in.
You did have that contract.
I did. Waivers. Everyone signed waivers. I got out scot-free. But I feel like I should let you know. I should call you guys up and be like, look, hi.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I know we haven't spoken in a while. You I feel like why. Maybe I've burnt some bridges with that whole...
Jackson, I said to delete my number.
I didn't. I don't know how. It's a new phone.
God damn.
But I need you guys to come round to my house because I got just a little request from you.
What is it? I feel there'd be a lot of debating, and then it'd be like, I think it's best if we know what's going to happen. He's just going to
keep calling and calling.
I'll just leave little text messages like, where are you?
Where are
you? Yeah, like, are you coming?
I feel it would be best, and I think we need to be prepared for what, like, I don't want any surprises.
He'd rock up to my mansion that I bought with all of the sweet Dinosaur Park money I didn't use on safety measures. They were like, Jackson, what about like electric fences? And I was like, no, it's fine.
You just put all of those safety features on your house. You're like, my house has electric fences, though.
That'll keep any problems away. Then you arrive at my mansion. I'm rugged up in bed because I'm sickly. Uh-huh. Or tired. And I'm like, guys, hey, how are you? So
Jackson,
fine.
Why'd you bring us here?
So you know how
why
I
are
had...
you in bed? Why did you invite us outside. Over? Jackson, it's spring. Wear a light my jacket.
My skin is sensitive. So you know how I had the whole dinosaur park fiasco? Well, you,
fiasco is what I call
you
it.
You must
all
have
right.
been wondering where I
I'd
was...
almost call it a terrorism well, attack.
You must be wondering where I kept all of the dinosaurs I wasn't using.
What do you mean you were...
There's another island. And on that island is all of the dinosaurs I didn't use. And I'm too sickly to leave my bed.
How many did you use?
Barely a tenth. I was wondering if I could send you guys and my good friend Vince Vaughn, Douche's black daughter, and a guy who looks like George Costanza but isn't, to the second island. A lost world, if you will.
A lost park?
A lost park. Dinosaur Park 2, a lost park. Also, I sent Ems there, so...
What, ahead of us?
Yeah, ahead of you. No, she just went on her own. I think that's what happened in the Lost World. I told her about it, though. I was like, Ems, there's an island full of... I don't know, what do you like, cats? Bubble tea? And then she went, and now you gotta go and... She's there. Dusha, I sent your black daughter there. Sure.
So we're gonna rescue
Jackson, why?
My partner and Dusha's black daughter.
Yeah, but I... Look, I'll stay here, because I'm sickly. You can take my cane with a... thing in it though, the fucking amber.
Can Vince Vaughn stay to look after you?
No, he has to go. Vince Vaughn sort of he needs to go.
Vince Vaughn has overstayed as well.
Vince Vaughn has cleaned out my fridge, guys. Guys, come in close. I'm so sick of him. I invited him around 2 weeks ago, a fortnight, and he's still here.
Still looks
I keep dropping hints. I keep being like, oh, I'm pretty tired, Vince Vaughn. I'm going to hit the hay. And he's like, oh, it's our crash on your couch. So please take him with you as a favor to me. I don't know how many bridges I've burned, but as a favor to me, get Vince Vaughn out of my house.
Okay.
I didn't love my black daughter as much as I do. I'd tell her to go to hell. But God damn it, I do love her.
And then off to Dinosaur Island.
Off to Dinosaur Park.
To the Lost World. Dinosaur Park to the Lost Park. Okay. So let's ask me some questions.
How are we getting there? How are we getting there? Are we getting by plane or by boat?
I will shell out the money.
For a train. Because Dinosaur Park 2, the Lost Island.
Where is Dinosaur Park?
Manhattan, obviously. Are you familiar with Long Island? Jackson, people live there. I know.
It's also an excellent breeding ground. Well, where's somewhere far away from people? The heart of Africa!
Okay, so it's not really... Okay.
Africa's an island.
Africa... Well...
So I'll drop you down there.
You're gonna drop us down. Now it sounds like we're taking a car.
It's like we're taking a Jeep.
That's a long trip. So I'll send you on a plane, then a helicopter, and then a canoe. Okay. And you'll arrive.
Canoe? That's safe. Great.
Up the river. Up the river? The Nile.
Is there anything in the river, Jack?
Well, when you arrive in the breeding ground, when you go through the little gate and you enter into the breeding ground, probably more plesiosaurs, because I had a lot of them at the island at Dinosaur Park. So there's a great deal of them just let loose. And then what we do is we just put a big net at the end of the river. One swims into it. It was taken in a helicopter and shipped on down to Manhattan or I think Sydney, where we had it. Often they died in transit.
I can imagine. So there's just a bunch of plesiosaurs in a river.
Uh-huh.
And then we're in a canoe.
Uh-huh.
On that river. How many African animals have these eaten?
Oh, what's in a any river? Who came near. So
what's the appetite like? Are they thirsting for food, or?
Well, I imagine.
Can I bring mercenaries?
This time I'll insist. Okay. I insisted last time, let's be honest. Yeah, I'll give you
25 mercenaries.
5 mercenaries is what I was going to say.
Five? No, 25. 25 mercenries.
25? No, I'm not made of money. Five mercenaries.
Okay, 5 mercenaries.
5 mercenaries, Vince Vaughn, a guy who looks like George Costanza, and the two of you.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, just some plesiosaurs, that's fine.
Okay, so how many do we lose in the plesiosaur attack?
The inevitable plesiosaur attack.
Straight off the bat,
I reckon at least. Okay,
do
how many
people? George Costanza.
How many people do canoes hold?
Well, it's not a large. I'm going to say you get 2 canoes.
Is okay. How are we?
One full of mercenaries. One full of you guys.
We've lost all the mercenaries.
Overturned by a plesiosaur.
Straight away. Well, I've gone from 9 to 4.
All right. I want to have 1 mercenary on our side, just on 1 outboard. I want to have 1.
Okay.
How about it?
I know we're going to lose a boat. I know that. So I want to strategically place Vince Vaughn's
sticking to you guys like glue.
What about Shitty George Costanza?
Yeah, you can leave Shitty George Costanza.
I reckon. All right. The way that it would work is probably Shitty George Costanza and 3 mercenaries on 1 boat. We get 2 mercenaries, us and Vince Vaughn.
Okay. So
that's fine. That's cool. That's a good
one. I'm Vince Vaughn.
I'm a Vince Vaughn. All right. So we've lost Shitty George Costanza.
And 3 mercenaries. Rest in peace, Shitty George Costanza.
I guess he really was shitty. Like a cannon shooting off like in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
From your house. Yes. You're shooting off cannons.
Rest in peace, Shitty George Costanza. I never learned your name, but I never tried to either.
I never even asked.
Okay, cool. All right, now we're on the.
So island. Something that I never got to put in Dinosaur Park. We just didn't have the time.
Right, so are they in cages? Are they?
No. Well, okay.
It's
so
just in the Nile. They're just in the Nile.
The way we did it is that we have there's a little like facility where we were genetically engineering these creatures in the heart of Africa, in this little caged area of wilderness, and we would just let them kind of loose. Just shoot them out into the jungle and just hope. And whenever they bred, we just would collect them and take them back. But, you know, things got out of hand, clearly. Okay, so I haven't been there in a while as well. I just kind of let things.
Right.
I don't know what it's going to be like there. So good luck.
Did you put in like a little bit of a, like a little fail safe if they weren't taken care of for a while, they would just die?
Bombs in the head?
Bombs in their head. That would have been clever.
So, red hot? No.
I didn't really think of anything just in case they went wild. I just sort of hoped they were. Right. There's around the whole thing, there's a lot of pits that I just sort of hope, full of spikes, that I just sort of hope that they'd fall into.
Guess what we've got to avoid as well now?
Just around the outskirts, just so that when they got to the, they're in a pit, they fall in a pit, the other dinosaurs eat them, it works out.
For a plesiosaur to fall in a pit, that's a big pit.
No, the plesiosaurs, that was an oversight.
Oh, plesiosaurs, because they're just in the Nile, of course.
So
what were the
It'll be a little dark.
Our black daughter and we know they're alive?
Yeah, last time I heard.
Okay. Do we know where they might...
I've started my grieving process already.
Yeah, I love you so much.
They're in there somewhere. I don't know. I said same trip you guys are taking, so you might bump into them.
I'd be checking the Nile straight away. I'd be like, where are they?
Looking in the murky water for their corpses. I doubt you'll find them there. But there's like a little area where people would go, like a little kind of staff visitor center. You can make your way through there.
Em's and our black me and Dusha, and now we've raised the black daughter.
Yeah.
Our black daughter.
Was Em's a surrogate?
I guess maybe, sure.
So it's a mom and daughter trip. They're having a great time.
Good. So
They were in one canoe. Mm-hmm. We'll give them maybe a couple of mercenaries, and then another decoy boat of mercenaries.
Yeah, probably. Right, probably the moment you arrive in the Nile, it's full of bodies already, and you're like, we're off to a good start.
None of these bodies, they all appear to be mercenaries.
So that's good. Good.
So something I never got to put in Dinosaur Park, and I just seem to remember that the breeding area of them was around the dock. Back in prehistoric times, there was these huge snakes, like anacondas, that were maybe not miles long, but meters and like, you know, 40 meters long.
Mm-hmm.
And their head, the size of your head. There were a couple of them. There was a little breeding ground, like little egg hatcheries there.
Good.
Just remembering that. If you wanna.
Thank you.
Chuff your way past that.
All right.
And they would just, again, let loose willy-nilly. I mean, hopefully one of them is big and fat already from eating a guy.
So eating a bunch of mercenaries. Maybe even a plesiosaur. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have weapons?
Did you ask for
any? I assumed we did if we're bringing mercenaries.
Well, I've collected guns from the fallen mercenaries, I imagine. Like, I feel like at this point we're already dressed like Rambo.
Yeah. I figured we knew what we were getting into.
Yeah, we knew.
You sent our daughter and partner in for cats and bubble tea, you piece of shit. You didn't tell them. You didn't tell them anything. They're like, why are these mercenaries? And you're like, oh, it's fine.
It'll be okay.
Why did you tell them there was cats? Why?
I don't know. I'm a crazy bastard. Sometimes I do wild things. I'm wacky.
What? Just killed our loved one.
They're not dead. You don't know.
That's true.
You don't know either.
Maybe they parachuted in. Maybe they avoided a lot of the nonsense.
Why did you lie to them, though? That's what I said. Why?
Maybe they're in like an observatory, like hold up, and it's a bit of a time limit.
Yeah.
So there's that little spark of hope that we have. Because if there's not, you know what? I'm just pull it, just head bang. I'm gone. So
I'm going for Jackson first. Yeah.
So once you make it through the snakes somehow, right. I guess you feed a guy to them. That's what we tended to do. We needed to make one through. We just
I think we're going to try and push Vince Vaughn. And Vince Vaughn's going to grab mercenary and throw the mercenary into the snakes.
Vince Vaughn's the kind of motherfucking cunt that will be like, yeah, wah! I'll do it. Nope. And then a mercenary gets at by a snake you can climb by.
Okay, we're down. So it's two trolls of Vince Vaughn and a mercenary.
Yeah. Wow. You got, well, you didn't have the school children like last time.
That's
to
true.
Put in front of you.
Our lives are legitimately in danger. Actually, no, because we've gotten through the two most dangerous animals, because your park only had mammoths and saber-toothed tigers.
I didn't have snakes. There's a lot of stuff here, guys. Yeah. Hey, guys, Jackson here, just calling you on your radio.
How's bed rest, mate?
It's bloody good.
I really needed it.
So it turns out, I just got word from some people are still working now. I haven't told them that... It's not stopped. Some people still think it's going.
So there's natives we can run into.
There's like maintenance people. There's people who work there. Poachers have turned up. If you guys could sort out the poaching problem too.
Like what? Get on their side so they can kill all the dinosaurs?
No. Yeah. Stop them poaching the dinosaurs.
Why would we ever do that? We want them dead.
They're nature's creatures or something?
So, all right. Next step. Starting with the poachers.
Befriend poachers.
We've recruited two of them.
Yes.
You got two poachers.
We're on the poacher's side. So good.
I go for we got a maintenance worker as well who's like...
How many poachers are there?
The maintenance worker who just like comes out. He's like, where is everyone? We've stopped receiving communications for 2 years.
How many poachers are there?
Well, I don't know. Just a lot. I mean, I'm sure.
A lot?
Oh, right.
No! Like on the other end. No, stop them! God damn it. If I have to come down there myself...
How many poachers is there, Jackson?
You got like one big troop. They've got a big container. I think they're going to try and get a T-Rex.
What?
There's a T-Rex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Herds of them. We bred them because we bred about 20, 25. And we always wanted to bring them to Dinosaur Park, but every time we tried to hook them in the helicopter net, they just tore their way out. So we were just, I just remember standing there with a couple of maintenance guys being like, I don't know what the fuck to do with all these T-Rexes.
Guess just keep breeding them.
Basically, we just dug a big pit. Mm-hmm. No spikes in the bottom of this one. I just tipped the T-Rex.
Oh, no, that's good. They're in a pit. We're good. They're
That's
in a pit.
We kept them.
They're in a pit. If we can somehow divert the Nile so that it floods the pit, we drown all the T-Rexes.
All right.
Okay.
A lot of digging.
Good. Please use Sorcerer of the Nile. We don't want that.
Yeah, we don't.
We'll just leave the T-Rexes in a pit. Yeah. They're fine. They're good.
I'm guessing there might be only one dead T-Rex, one alive T-Rex, one of eight other T-Rexes and use their body to get out of the pit anyway.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, I imagine it's probably one T-Rex that's eaten all the other T-Rexes and is like a big super T-Rex in there. That's my scientific knowledge seems, I think that's what's going on.
Well,
there.
Okay, so I think our next step would be to...
So we're on the side of the poachers. So, okay, we've got a lot of poachers now.
A lot of
so
poachers.
You've met the poachers on the other edge of the snakes. You've met some poachers.
So what happens to... I'm assuming because then we just have a lot of... We have a lot of poacher shields in the way, basically. So I'm guessing you want to dwindle that down. So what do
well,
we
Well, I was
going
to say,
next?
The next thing it looks like you're about to...
I trip over one of the poachers and they accidentally shoot Vince Vaughn. Oh, no, he's dead.
Yes. Vince Vaughn then grabs another poacher and pulls him in front of him.
Damn it, I killed a poacher!
The other poachers are like, why would you do that? And Vince Vaughn's like, wham!
Yeah, but Vince Vaughn.
Well, we had an aviary in the area, it looks like. So if you want to head through there, that has, it's the biggest pterodactyl that ever existed. There were about 10 of them we kept in there.
10, great. So we've convinced the poachers.
Basically, we wanted
young girl and my wife that's over there. We need to rescue the poachers.
They should be on the other side of the aviary.
We will help you get whatever you need, but we need. Because, quite frankly, fuck this park. Fuck the owner. We are so on your side.
Can we walk around the aviary?
No. It extends to the edge of the park, I'm afraid. But inside, the way we'd feed them is we have these meat suits that you put on that. When we put them on the people, the pterodactyl is very used to just coming down, eating the meat off the suit. It's like a Velcro suit you just attach the meat to. And you go inside and the pterodactyl is just... It's also a bit of fun.
Okay.
I can do that's good. We drag the body of the dead poacher that Vince Vaughn used as a shield.
Okay.
Also any snakes we might have killed or poachers might have killed. Any kind of anything with...
Well, now we've got guns, the snakes aren't so much of an issue because... Mm. Even though they're massive, like, that's a big head to hit.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, go up and just...
And poachers are pretty good at shooting, I imagine.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Clock a couple snakes in the head.
We just drag those bad boys to the thing, lace them in the meat suit, run.
Yeah. How many poachers do you lose? Let's say you had 20.
Well, 20 poachers, sick.
Yeah.
How many do we lose?
Not many.
You lost one.
With these giant pterodactyls.
Yeah.
You said that they're well-trained.
Well... Yes.
So you said we put on a meat suit, they come down and eat the meat, and they chuff off.
9 times out of 10.
That's okay, because we put the meat suit on the dead bodies.
Maybe 8 times out of 10.
We put the meat suits on the dead body, so it doesn't matter. Because they're going to go down to the dead body first, because they're well trained.
That's true. There are 10 of them. So you get 10 dead bodies?
No, but we've got a few snakes.
Yeah, all right.
Meat
sure.
Snakes. Just chuck it on.
Oh, there are terror birds in there as well.
What?
Well, I needed to keep the terror birds somewhere. I think there should be 6 because we had one in Dinosaur Park. It was the only one that we could get in the net. So you got guns though.
Yeah, we do have guns. So how many are?
What are terror birds again?
They were like basically there was a period of time where these birds ruled the earth.
Basically, think
like
giant...
like imagine a raptor but like bigger and tougher and is a bird.
Yeah.
I get like the raptor claws. These ones also aren't muzzled like the one in the park was.
But like big and more violent.
And about 6 of them. Mm. If you run, you might be okay.
No, we wouldn't be able to. We're better off hauling and running and gunning.
Yeah.
Not running and gunning, haul in and just gun them down.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be smart. We're not gonna
I'm
run.
Mad at you. Like just letting you know that you. I'm
we're
mad at you.
At you
the amount of revenue that you've lost me.
Good. I'm glad you're mad.
Honestly, I'm probably just like kicking holes in windows and stuff as well.
Just to make sure.
Just tipping over like a water cooler in the fucking lobby. Fuck you, Jackson. Well,
so
now that you're on the other
maintenance guy on side, so he can maybe help us out, like, and give us like better intel than this piece of shit over here.
I feel like with the maintenance guy,
nah,
that's probably a hacker's job. Like, we could just like tap in to maybe turn off, set off
by maintenance guy. Like he's there to
a
patch
janitor?
Up holes. He's a janitor.
All right. So yeah. So we're taking down.
Does he have a mop?
Yes.
Good.
Come in handy later. This is like a point and click adventure. Collect everything.
We're trying.
So now you're on the other side of the aviary.
So we've killed the
terror birds. I'm going to say you lost some guys. Come on, like 5 poachers from terror birds.
Yeah, but we're using fucking guns. And we know that
the mercenaries were using guns and you lost one to a terror bird.
Okay, two poachers.
All right, well, it's two poachers.
So we're down to 17.
Hey, so now you're on the other side of the aviary. Hey, it's Jackson again on the radio.
Yeah.
Just curious as to, like, any feedback on, like, my breeding methods.
They're great.
Jackson, I wish I was dead and I wish you were dead.
How are have you stopped the poachers yet?
Oh, totally stopped the poachers. What's next?
Ignore the gunshots in the background.
Yeah.
Well, this is the mammoth fields. So.
Well, that's okay. Mammoths,
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I mean, stampedes were a problem.
No, but how many mammoths are there?
Herds and herds and herds. They bred like rabbits. Don't worry, though. There's a bus. We would take the bus across the mammoth fields. Okay. Whenever we...
That's fine.
Basically, the back is comprised... It's full of hay, and yep. We just throw it out the windows as we gunned it down so the mammoths didn't stampede us to death.
All right, we'll do that.
That's all right. That's okay. We've got the manpower. And you gave us a bus, not a truck, which is good, because we could fit everyone on the bus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. You could have fucked us there, but you didn't, which is good.
Hey, I'm letting you get some alive. Yeah, well, I think your black daughter and Ems are there, and... From what I'm hearing, they've got a little baby terrorbird. Yeah. Are you going to keep that or just kill that? I'm just trying to follow Jurassic Park, The Lost World, as much as I can. They had a baby T-Rex, so... We can kill
that. I'm going to put it in the bin.
How's the baby terrorbird, guys?
Great.
Oh, it's just...
When's bin day?
On point. So we get into the mammoth fields.
Mm-hmm.
So we get in the bus.
Yeah.
Gun it across.
Yeah.
So we're throwing out.
Throwing out hay.
Maintenance guy's probably driving. I feel like the janitor would be a good driver.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay, so then where do we end? So where
you pretty much end in like...
So where Ems and our black daughter?
Ems and Douche and your black daughter. It was the both of you, wasn't it?
Black daughter, yeah.
That's probably in the hatchery, really. The big science facility that we had in the middle of the...
Is that before the bus ride or after?
No, that's after.
It's okay,
that's
so you're going there. All right.
Yeah, cool. And that's probably where Ems and they've got the little baby terrorbird.
Right, cool. I mean, like, cool, put that in the bin. Girls, it's time to go.
Yeah, let's just give me the bird.
Okay.
And
I imagine they would.
We snap that bird's neck.
Uh-huh.
And we just put them in the bin.
But then the mama terror birds.
We've already killed them.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Then we just walk home, I guess.
Yeah. While we just help out those lovely poachers.
Hey, guys. Jackson again.
Yeah?
Some other poachers that maybe you didn't know about. I don't know. But they've got that super fat T-Rex that ate all the other T-Rexes. They've taken it on a boat back to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just should get back here. We can look into that.
Hey, do you want to move to New Zealand?
Sounds good.
Suggestion.
You're not going to come back and help me with this giant fat T-Rex?
Absolutely not.
It looks like it's rampaging through the city, though.
Perfect. Can T-Rexes swim, Jackson?
Well, no.
Good. New Zealand. I hear it's lovely this time of year.
God damn it, you guys.
And on the helicopter ride over there, we push Vince Vaughn out. Wah! Splash. Good.
Well, with our sense of, like, wanting to, you know, this is, what's it say? Our moral sense, but, like, I guess we have to look out.
Guys, it's kind of your fault, too.
So are you like slandering us in the news? Yeah.
I'm like dangerous Joel's released T-Rex on Melbourne. City shocked. Only they can undo their wrong.
So you're blackmailing us.
Yes.
That's
uh-huh.
Okay. No, that's perfect. I sit it out. I'm literally John Rambo at this point. I've seen so much. I'm so desensitized. I'm like,
we've got to go back. We've got to go back.
You've got to go back.
We'll fix this problem.
Guys, come
all
on.
Right, right.
What have I ever done you wrong?
Oh, so many times.
Have I ever hurt you guys?
Is it too early in the game to kill myself?
Yes, not about our black daughter. We'll
you got a black daughter and a partner.
Oh, yeah, that's
She's
right.
She's good at gymnastics.
Which one? My daughter or our partner?
Both, kind of.
That weird polyamorous.
Yeah, well, hey, you brought this on.
Good.
How did you get a black daughter out of... All right, hey.
The three whitest people on Earth, maybe.
It happens.
There's a fourth. We don't discuss that person.
Have you got a plan for this giant fat T-Rex attacking the city? Because I don't. Welcome back to the mansion, by the way. Okay. Super mad at you guys.
Hey, look,
New Zealand was lovely. Thanks for asking.
Out of left field. But can we draw this fat T-Rex near a body of water?
Well, T-Rexes can't swim. We could maybe take it to the bay. If so you two get in a car full of meat. We do have the rotting bodies left over from Dinosaur Park. They are stinking up the backyard.
You've kept them in your mansion's backyard.
We can get a. Okay, what about if we drop a dump truck? in like the Bay of Melbourne.
Okay.
And try and get that to eat the fat T-Rex.
I feel like a T-Rex's self-preservation is going to stop it leaping in the ocean, though. Mm. But if you guys get in a dump truck with the plesiosaur on the back and drive to a bridge, then we blow up the bridge.
What if we get a giant plesiosaur that's dead by the helicopter thing?
Okay.
Just drop it on the T-Rex. Squish it to death.
Squishing, I like that.
Who's piloting the helicopter?
Not me.
I don't know how, I'm afraid.
Well, you got your boat license.
I did. Did I? Is the question.
Yeah, why don't you give it a red hot go?
That's all right.
I vote Team Jackson drives the helicopter.
How about we rock, paper, scissors for it?
No.
Draw straws. I'm all
flick a coin.
No, yeah, flip a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose. Done.
No,
great.
That's cheating. I feel like there's no way of getting out of this.
I am currently holed up in your mansion, squatter's rights. You go, or the mansion goes.
What about Vince Vaughn goes? Oh, you threw him in the sea. I forgot.
No, Vince Vaughn can part of that.
He's in the sea.
He swam his way to shore, covered in seaweed, spits out a crab.
And he's like, wait.
I feel Vince Vaughn, as he's pushing out, would have grabbed a mercenary, climbed up the poacher. And put
Has
the
Vince
poacher
Vaughn
in.
Killed more mercenaries than the dinosaurs?
Yes. Vince Vaughn has more self-preservation than a T-Rex. So I feel like...
What if we dangle Vince Vaughn out of a helicopter?
Okay. I mean, again, Bag's not piloting the helicopter, but, I mean, if we dangle Vince Vaughn out, I mean, that's an idea.
We're driving that dump truck.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn is in the back of dump truck.
Okay.
We park it, like, we go to the end of the bridge. Whoever's driving that dump truck, chuff out.
Okay.
With Vince Vaughn still in the back. We blow over the bridge. We get rid of Vince Vaughn. And also the T-Rex.
I think that's a great idea.
You really just wanted a bridge to explode. You suggested that about 5 minutes ago, and you looked at me like,
yes.
Bridge blowing
bridge
up, how
blowing
good?
Blowing up, how good? Problem, the city might be mad.
Yeah, but...
Less mad than a T-Rex being in it.
Well, how long's a T-Rex's lifespan? Is it not a better plan for us three boys to just chuff off to New Zealand?
Well, we
we were in New Zealand.
Well, I was here in Melbourne. Now you're back.
I catch a lift. I
needed a lift to New Zealand. We go to New Zealand. Wait till this all blows over.
Blame Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn's our patsy. I'll change my name to... I don't know, John Denver, sure, and...
Chet Johnson.
Subway Eat Fresh.
John Denver, Sammy can be Chet Johnson, Dusha can be Subway Eat Fresh, and Vince Vaughn takes the blame.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Good.
But then what do I do about my little breeding ground, my little other island?
What do you mean? We went there systematically. I'm sorry, we didn't tell you this. We went there systematically, just shot everything. Just everything in the head. The maintenance guy was there to be like, this is where things are. We're like, great. We're going to go there and shoot things.
Mammoths have such
head.
Tough skulls.
Actually, I think the mammoths were okay. Yeah, we left the
Any
mammoths.
Dinosaur,
everything else
though,
dead.
We would have shot.
Okay, well, I'm super proud of you boys.
You basically got mammoth parts.
Well, that is good. That is good. If I ever reopen...
Which I feel like you're thinking about, which makes me angry.
I have some plans. Like, I've got some ideas that I've been knocking around. I was knocking them around with Vince Vaughn, that's why he's around. But now I guess he's been hit by a T-Rex on an exploding bridge. But, so I've got some ideas for if I decide to reopen.
Wait, no, Vince Vaughn was a patsy.
Would Vince Vaughn be like...
Bridge never exploded.
If the bridge did explode, would it be like Vince Vaughn hero?
I hope not. Then I'm coming back and being like, no! It was all a plan to make Vince Vaughn a patsy for me accidentally getting a dinosaur into Melbourne. It wasn't anything to do with Vince Vaughn. If anyone's a hero, it's me.
I think he just admitted to being a villain.
Oh, no! Jail?
Definitely. Hardened war criminals, Joel Zammit and Joel Dusha.
You mean Subway Press and Chet Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your name from making it up. I got my name from reading the cup in front of me.
Sure did.
So, at the end of the day...
You're in jail.
We're
free men.
Prison.
Vince Vaughn's dead.
Vince, we're in New Zealand. Kicking it off over there. Mammoths are just roaming the heart of Africa. Probably getting a little bit hot.
Yeah, I feel like those mammoths are dead.
If they're not hot, they're at least a little bit sweaty.
Didn't I shave the mammoths in Dinosaur Park?
I'm a guessing.
They actually, you would have gotten there and they would have all been dead because no one's been shaving them.
That's true. We would have gotten that bus and been like, oh, there's no mammoths.
You would have been like, let's go. Oh, I see, they all died from heat stroke. Oh,
well.
Maybe I shouldn't have been breeding Arctic mammals in the heart of Africa.
Didn't want to say anything, but perhaps not.
I feel like that was on me.
Yep.
So
we've killed your terror bird breeding ground. We've killed your pterodactyl breeding ground. So I'm surprised that the terror birds or pterodactyls didn't somehow escape the heart of Africa. I feel some of those giant snakes, though.
Also, those plesiosaurs were just in the Nile.
Yeah, I think we've still got a plesiosaur.
I was waiting for, like, the call, like, someone to be like, plesiosaurs are killing people in, like, Egypt and shit, but it never came. So, I guess scot-free. Fit. Well, not. I'm in manacles in jail. Manacles. Jesus Christ. They went very medieval with my sentence.
Sure
beheaded?
Did. I would assume yes.
I'd vote yes, to be honest.
I think the city of Melbourne, but look, guys, we know the death penalty, we've abolished that. However, exception, go to the polls, yes.
But then how will I open my park again?
What park? You have no dinosaurs or anything left.
Well, I still have the facilities, right?
Yeah, we didn't go down and hey, we
still got the genetics from the fat T-Rex.
That's true.
So if I try again, somewhere where there's no law... The Sub-Sahara.
I think you might get off on like technicality because... You would have created the dinosaurs not in Australia, so
yeah.
Australian law can't apply
exactly.
to you. You didn't
scot
bring
free.
It, it was the poachers. You might get off scot-free.
Scot-free,
scot
free hero?
Not so much hero.
Scot-free,
just
though.
Disgraced.
Scot-free.
You guys did sign those waivers.
Everybody signed waivers. I should have got you guys to sign waivers. I get you guys sign waivers about the park. That's why I'm not in jail from the first one. And then, like, I turn up on your doorstep in New Zealand, and I'm like, guys, after all the legal proceedings, scot-free.
We testified against you.
It'd be the most, like, scot-free. Also, got another island.
Got another island. This time, China.
Oh, no.
I am unhappy. No, not how good, Jackson. How bad? How bad?
I think you've lost friends again.
I don't know. I'm surprised you guys went the first time.
You were blackmailed. We were
I sure
in
was.
New Zealand.
Well, we're sitting in the little fucking New Zealand cottage. I'm like, you guys have a weird living situation. I didn't want to say it, but why is your daughter black?
You don't bring it up, okay? Donor sperm.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been unhappy.
Dinosaur Park, the Lost Park.
Don't holiday with Jackson.
Never.
Just come to the new one in the island of China.
Everything's an island to Jackson.
The first one wasn't.
Just imagine all these like fucking raptors just skittering along the Great Wall of China.
I didn't have walls. We had not the money
the
for
general
walls.
Public. Basically, it was my backyard. I raised some raptors. They got loose.
Soz.
I'm not coming next time.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land, ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand, been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.